The Biden Five: The Definitive Breakdown of One of America's Most Corrupt Families, by Robert Krajicek, on October 28, 2020. Peter Schweizer, president of the Government Accountability Institute and senior contributor at Breitbart News, explained how Joe Biden's family members, dubbed the Biden Five, monetized political connections and influence in an interview aired on Tuesday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlowe. The Biden Five is composed of Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden, his younger brothers Frank Biden and James Biden, his sister Valerie Biden, and his daughter Ashley Biden. Marlowe highlighted Schweizer's latest book, Profiles in Corruption: Abuse of Power by America's Progressive Elite, as the gateway into understanding not just Joe Biden and the Biden family, but also the entire institutional Democratic Party at this moment and their corruption. Marlowe described Schweizer's investigation of the Biden family as yielding indisputable evidence that Joe Biden is running a crime-like syndicate where he is, if nothing else, enabling his family members to get rich, without really any noticeable skill, using the American people's good name. Schweizer noted the internationalization of the Biden family's business dealings following Joe Biden becoming vice president. There's no question about it. Joe Biden is the planet around which the moons of his family travel, Schweizer said, and the gravitational pull is Joe Biden's power and his position. And the family has enriched themselves based on the positions he has. Schweizer continued, before Joe Biden is vice president of the United States, they're really not doing many international deals. But once Joe Biden becomes vice president of the United States, suddenly, they've got foreign governments and foreign entities falling over themselves to cut them in on deals that they have no background or no expertise in. There's a direct link between the corrupt acts of the family and the policy positions and power that Joe Biden has. 1. Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden joined his father aboard Air Force Two in December of 2013 on a flight to China. 10 days later, he secured over $1 billion in financing from the state-run Bank of China for a newly launched private equity firm he co-founded. Schweizer explained, before Joe Biden becomes vice president of the United States, Hunter is a lobbyist for online gambling companies in Europe. That's what he is doing. That's his professional background. Once his dad becomes vice president of the United States, he suddenly starts doing a whole host of global deals beginning with China. He flies with his dad on Air Force Two to Beijing, China in December 2013. Within 10 days of that trip, Hunter Biden joins the board of directors and gets an equity stake in a Chinese government-financed investment firm called BHR Partners, Bohai Harvest RST, Schweizer added. He has no background in private equity. He has no background in China. They put him on the board precisely because his father is vice president and precisely because his father is taking pro-China positions on the global stage. Schweizer focused on Hunter Biden's lack of expertise related to either private equity or China as indicative of the Chinese government's rationale for funding BHR. In 2015, the Obama administration approved the sale of a strategically sensitive American company, Heneges Automotive, in a joint purchase shared by a Chinese military contractor and BHR. The foreign acquisition required special approval from the Committee of Foreign Investment in the U.S., CFIUS, due to the company's manufacturing of technology with military applications. Schweizer remarked, Hunter Biden's business partners were quite explicit that he doesn't bring anything to the table. He's not bringing any money. He's not bringing any expertise. He was the, quote, pipeline to the administration, meaning the Obama-Biden administration. The Chinese Communist Party viewed Hunter Biden as a conduit through which political influence with the Obama administration could be procured, Schweizer held. There's a very clear reason why the Chinese government wants the son of the vice president sitting on their board involved in these deals, Schweizer said, because they need the approval of the Obama-Biden administration, which is, of course, what they get when they start acquiring these companies. Joe Biden repeatedly denied having discussions with Hunter Biden about his son's foreign financial dealings. I've never discussed my business or their business, my sons or daughters, said Joe Biden in 2019. And I've never discussed them because they know where I have to do my job and that's it and they have to make their own judgments. Joe Biden previously declared the existence of an absolute wall between himself and his family members' business. He said, I have never discussed, with my son or my brother or with anyone else. Anything having to do with their businesses. Period. Laws prohibiting political bribery include transference of money to elected officials' family members, Schweitzer noted. Schweitzer pointed to a photograph of Joe Biden posing with oligarch Kenes Rakishev of Kazakhstan, who once reportedly explored business with Hunter Biden as further evidence of the former vice president's deception in denying knowledge of his family's financial dealings. A recent report from the Daily Mail suggests the procurement of political favors from Joe Biden via Hunter Biden by Yelena Baturina, a Russian oligarch who wired $3.5 million to Rosemont Seneca, a private investment firm co-owned by Hunter Biden. Baturina's brother said the consultancy fee was a payment to enter the American market. Schweitzer identified Hunter Biden's previous position on the board of directors for Burisma, a Ukrainian energy company, as further evidence of Joe Biden's monetization of political influence through his son. Hunter Biden was getting $1 million a year from a corrupt Ukrainian energy company, Schweitzer stated. He had no background energy. He had no background in Ukraine. We now know with emails that have been released that he was working at Burisma's direction to try to deflect investigations into Burisma, which is a very corrupt company run by corrupt oligarchs. Schweitzer highlighted Joe Biden's admission in 2018 that he pressured Ukraine to terminate Viktor Shokin during his vice presidential tenure. At the time, Shokin was a Ukrainian prosecutor investigating corruptio on the part of Burisma. The Biden family's lack of expertise in fields within which they have been paid millions of dollars from foreign governments and interests reveals their sale of political influence through Joe Biden, Schweitzer assessed. What are the Bidens selling? Asked Schweitzer. What product or what service are they providing these Chinese companies? Or a Ukrainian energy company? They don't know anything about the energy business. They don't know anything about private finance or equity companies. They don't know anything about that. So the point is these foreign entities are paying the Bidens money, millions of dollars. The question is, what are they getting in return? Schweitzer concluded, these are not charities. These are not philanthropies. They are expecting and they are getting something in return, or they would stop paying. 2. Frank Biden. Companies owned by Frank Biden, Joe Biden's youngest brother, received millions of dollars in taxpayer loans related to real estate development in the Caribbean during Joe Biden's vice presidency. Schweitzer said, Frank Biden basically was a real estate agent, not very successful, in Florida. Suddenly decides he's going to go into the renewable energy business. He had no background in any of that. He set up companies in Costa Rica, and sets up another company in Jamaica. And lo and behold, gets involved in deals that get taxpayer-backed loans from the U.S. government, or more specifically, from the Obama-Biden administration, to do renewable energy projects in Costa Rica and Jamaica. Frank Biden's business interests also received millions of dollars in grants from the Department of Education towards the construction of charter schools. Joe Biden's youngest brother described his family name as a tremendous asset that delivered automatic acceptance for government approvals of school projects and securing public funding. These are our grants that are discretionary, which means the Department of Education can decide who they want to give them to, Schweitzer explained. Frank Biden took in millions of dollars from the Education Department while his brother was Vice President of the United States. Schweitzer added, Frank Biden actually had a meeting involving his companies in the Oval Office with Barack Obama and just a couple of other individuals. If his name had been Frank Jones instead of Frank Biden, I doubt any of that would have happened. 3. James Biden. James Biden, the younger brother of Joe Biden, worked as executive vice president of Hillstone International, a firm that received $1.5 billion in government contracts during the Obama administrations, including a contract to build 100,000 homes in Iraq as part of an international development project. Schweitzer detailed the conflicts of interest related to James Biden's position with Hillstone International given Joe Biden's oversight of ostensibly humanitarian government-funded development projects in Iraq during his vice presidency. Kevin Justice, founder and president of Hillstone International, visited the White House in 2010 and met with Michelle Smith, a top aide to then-Vice President Joe Biden who worked as a liaison to global government officials and business executives. James Biden had no background in construction or international development when he joined the company. Hillstone International's company profile of James Biden touted his familial connection to Joe Biden as a professional attribute. Within 6 months of Hillstone's founding, they land these billion-dollar contracts to build homes in Iraq, recalled Schweitzer. This is part of the Iraqi reconstruction after the war. And who is in charge of the Iraqi reconstruction at the time? Joe Biden, his brother. Now we have a third member of the family, who because of Joe's position, is cashing in. In this case, taxpayer money is flowing to a member of the Biden family. 4. Valerie Biden. Joe Biden's sister Valerie Biden, who previously managed Joe Biden's senatorial campaigns in Delaware, financially benefited from donations to her brother's later presidential campaigns. In 2008, she sent $2.5 million to her political communications firm from Citizens for Biden and Biden for President Incorporated. Schweitzer described Valerie Biden's enrichment by Joe Biden's campaign funding as legal graft. He recalled, when Joe Biden ran for the Senate in Delaware, obviously a very safe for him, there hasn't been a Republican in there for 40 years, what does Joe do? Joe hires his sister to run his campaigns, and hires her firm as a consultant. As a result, millions of dollars flow to Valerie Biden. It speaks to the pattern of the Bidens looking at opportunities to take money, whether it's taxpayer money, political money, or business money, and steer it to their family members for their benefit, Schweitzer explained. 5. Ashley Biden. Joe Biden assisted his daughter Ashley Biden by helping her husband, Howard Crane, launch healthcare company Startup Health in 2011. He arranged a meeting with former President Barack Obama in the Oval Office weeks after the company's founding. Startup Health's meeting with Barack Obama was a huge hookup, Schweitzer explained, noting Startup Health's securing of an invitation to Health Datapalooza, a joint conference run by federal government and health industry. Health Datapalooza is very prestigious and very hard to get into, Schweitzer stated. They get hooked up and they are put front and center in this very important conference. And that's the beginning of the favors that happen. Joe Biden gave several private speeches and briefings to the partners and investors of Howard Crane's business. Joe Biden's inside knowledge regarding the Obama administration's planned healthcare policies afforded Howard Crane a competitive advantage relative to competing healthcare companies, Schweitzer held. Crane is now advising Joe Biden's campaign on coronavirus matters while Startup Health plans to invest $1 million in companies developing goods and services pertaining to the novel virus. Politico reported, Crane simultaneously advising the campaign and venturing into COVID investing could pose conflict of interest concerns for a Biden administration or simply create the awkward appearance of Crane profiting off his father-in-law's policies. Schweitzer credited the Biden family with expanding the frontiers of American political corruption. The Bidens, to me, are unprecedented in the extent and scope of the corruption. Because I've been doing this for a long time, Schweitzer determined. I've exposed Republicans and Democrats. The most that I've ever seen up to this point was a Republican senator from Missouri that had three family members engaged in this kind of behavior. The Bidens now have five, making the Biden five. In my mind, they're the reigning champs when it comes to corrupt behavior in Washington, D.C. Breitbart News daily broadcasts live on Sirius XM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.